1.4.
Now, let's move on to multiple intelligences. This theory was developed in 1983 by Howard Gardner, a professor of education at Harvard University. He said that the traditional idea of intelligence was far too limited. He believes there are at least 7 different intelligences. These intelligences describe the potential in children and adults, what people are able to do. If you look at this table, you can see that the 7 intelligences are listed in this column, and here, on the right, are their main features. What a person is able to do if they score highly in this type of intelligence. Now, I'll go through the intelligences one by one. Firstly, there is linguistic intelligence. Basically, linguistic intelligence means being able to use words well in speaking, reading, writing, and so on. Such a person might speak several languages or be a good presenter. Next, logical mathematical intelligence. A person with good logical mathematical intelligence is good with numbers, and they can deal with scientific or legal problems easily. Some people say that traditional intelligence tests, the IQ test, for example, mainly focus on just this type of intelligence. The third type of intelligence is spatial intelligence. The word spatial involves area or space. For example, being able to use maps and plans effectively. Maps in navigation, finding out where you are and where you are going. And plans in architecture, plans of buildings and so on. Let's move on to the fourth type of intelligence. This is called bodily kinesthetic intelligence. Kinesthetic means movement. So, this intelligence refers to movement of the body. People with good bodily kinesthetic intelligence are good at sports, or drama, or dancing. Or they might be good at making things with their hands, such as models. The fifth type is musical intelligence. Such a person may be good at singing, or composing music, or playing a musical instrument. The last two are interpersonal and intrapersonal intelligences. Let me explain these terms carefully. They sound rather similar. Interpersonal intelligence means between people. A person who is good at communicating with others. Someone who is good at understanding other people and dealing with their problems. They may also be good at teaching. Intrapersonal, however, means within a person. A person who understands himself or herself, who is good at self-management and capable of reflection, thinking about what they're doing, about their life and their goals.